USA Radio News.
Malfunctioning machines, voter confusion, and locked polling sites were among some of the early problems we saw on Election Day as millions of Americans cast their ballot. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen joined Fox News and expressed optimism in just how safe our election system is.
The answer is we know what we know today, right this moment. But as we continue to watch the system, we continue to get reporting from state and locals, for example, that threat picture could continue to change.
And as far as that blue wave we've been hearing about due to all the early voting, Sean Trendy is with Real Clear Politics. He has a message for everyone.
Predicting from early voting is always really dangerous because you don't know who's going to show up to vote on Election Day. That's exactly what went wrong in 2016 when people looked at early voting and there was a huge turnout for Republicans on 2016. What we can say is it looks like people on both sides are very engaged and very excited about this election.
This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
A big boost is coming for programs that help U.S. veterans with mental health issues. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The chief executive of the Wounded Warrior Project says the organization is going to invest $160 million in programs that do provide mental health care for America's military veterans. The CEO, Michael Linnington, telling NBC News there certainly is a need for it.
More than 3 million young men and women have served our nation in uniform overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. Of those, by the VA estimate, 11% to 20%. Have some type of traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress.
Linnington says over 15 years, the Wounded Warrior Project has invested over $1 billion in programs and services for wounded veterans, as well as for their families and caregivers.
And please remember to keep it here for all your election results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House has said a handful of times in recent weeks that they would support a bill that supports people with pre-existing conditions. Now, they've not shared any specifics, though, behind that bill. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders again reiterated on Fox News that the Republicans and President Trump are doing nothing to take away coverage for people with pre-existing conditions.
The president's been clear, whatever policy he puts forth on health care, it will protect pre-existing conditions. There are some people out there in the country that want to tell you a different story, but at the end of the day, the president's going to do what is necessary to protect people with pre-existing conditions, but also create a health care system that actually works, that actually functions, that has competition, that creates an environment where people get the type of health care that they need, not just a card that says that they have health insurance. Those are two very different things, and this president wants to make sure people have actual health care, not just health insurance. Sure.
Congressman Kristen Sinema is in a tight Senate race against Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally. In 2003, Sinema said it was fine if Americans joined the Taliban. McSally has asked Sinema to apologize for this, and the local NBC affiliate in Phoenix also caught up with Sinema and asked her if she would apologize as well.
You know, Martha crossed the line with those comments, and that's the choice that she's made in her campaign, to run a campaign that's based on...
But do you regret that statement, though, at all?
Well, it was an offhand comment during an interview about a war that I believed was misguided and still believe is misguided.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.